North Korea's in the news. That's a shocker. Whenever I see North Korea written on the page, I shudder. It's a little shudder. You wouldn't notice it, but I see it and I go, ooh, those guys. I just think I'm going to be seeing them more and more in my life, and it's never going to be good news. Just some people stumble upon that and they move on right away. Oh, North Korea, run away, run away. Others, oh boy, I guess I'll read this again, see how close we are to 12 o'clock on the doomsday clock. But the good news, and it's being pitched by our administration, the good news is North Korea has agreed to rejoin six-nation nuclear disarmament talks. Now, since we all know North Korea, we've read the stories long enough now to know that they're not really agreeing to anything. We've watched the game, and it's a funny game if you don't have kids and you're 88 and going to die anyway pretty soon. We've watched the game of, okay, we'll hold off. Wait, we're going to test real quick. Okay, we'll back off a bit. Wait, we made an H-bomb now. They just love playing around. They're goofing around. The game plan is always the same, but they love just playing the diplomatic game as though it's a kooky little wordplay game. And now they're going to talk. But I just wonder if the administration thinks, well, we're buying a little time. They can't really do anything too terrible while we're talking with them. Of course, that'd be a short memory. I don't know if you remember Pearl Harbor at all. They're in the middle of negotiations there with the Japanese. In this particular case, though, I wonder if they... You during detente, you go have a discussion with the Russians. I think for the most part, they thought, well, you know, they'll respect the treaty, more or less. But with North Korea, why do you even pretend you're going to have an agreement? I just want to know what it's like to negotiate with North Korea. I want to know what it's like to have them in the room making promises that, you know, there's no way. I mean, are people kind of smiling a little bit or biting their lip or? Is it all a charade? Are you pretending? It doesn't mean anything, right? And I'm quite serious. It can't. The North Koreans come in and, hi, guys, we're ready to talk about limitations on this nuclear business. Let's get out the legal pads. What do you guys want? I think we're simpatico here, cowboys. What do you think we should dismantle first? Actually, we were going to dismantle it all for scrap metal and give the proceeds to the poor. That's the direction we were thinking of going when we met earlier this morning before coming in here to talk to you guys. Just screwing around with you. All right, what's the game plan? You guys have bombs, right? All right. And you know we have bombs, right? We don't care that you have bombs. But we have bombs, and we're not that into bombs. We were making them the way kids play with Lego, you know, something to do while you're waiting for the rice to boil. But the whole thing's gotten old, and yeah, well, we'll talk. What do you want to talk about? What agreements do you want? What's the arrangement? Here's the keys to the sheds. The bombs are all back there if you want them. We're moving on to pampered chef parties. That's our new big thing. Don't have a problem with that, do you? Talks with the North Koreans. I just wonder if there's an American out there, if there's anyone listening right now who reads, oh, thank God they're finally talking. This ought to take care of that little bugaboo.